Oscar nominee Uma Thurman is making her Broadway debut, and theater critic Michael Bourne says her show and others are taking their shots at the current president.
Donald Trump is the 13th president of my lifetime. I could twist that unlucky number into a joke, but I'd have to stand in a long line to deliver a joke about Trump. All presidents have been mocked. Comedians, cartoonists, playwrights all the way back to Aristophanes have heaped scorn on politicians. But I can't remember anyone in the White House who's been so angrily laughed at as much or more than Trump. Even the funniest of the comedians against Trump have become more and more vitriolic in the true meaning of that word, telling jokes as if splashing acid in his orange face. Shakespeare in the Park actually assassinated Trump, playing the tyrant Caesar as a definitively vainglorious narcissist killed by senators. Soon after the election, several shows matter-of-factly interpolated scorn against Trump, not by name in Sondheim's Assassins or Orwell's 1984, but Michael Moore angrily ranted on Broadway as an outright rally against Trump. Not yet at the end of his first year as president, two new plays get some of the loudest laughs, showing contempt for Trump. The Portuguese Kid, a new comedy of John Patrick Shanley, is a somewhat satiric sitcom about ex-spouses quarreling about love and money. Jason Alexander and Sherry Renee Scott play the ex-spouses, obviously nonetheless in love, and several of the characters are damned for having voted for Trump. The Parisian Woman, a new comedy by Bo Willimon, is apparently a satire of dirty politics in Trump's Washington. I say apparently insofar as I'm not certain what the play is saying, other than that Republican politicians and behind-the-scenes power brokers, including some Trump insiders, are all in the play liars and sexual Machiavels tricking each other, almost literally turning tricks for political advantage. Uma Thurman plays the wife of a candidate for a judgeship, betraying her lovers all the while she's betraying her husband. Not that the satire is especially sexual or political or funny. Mostly, the play is scenes of Uma's Lady Mac and the various characters as she's screwing, blathering. Trump's name is spoken only in the latter scenes of the play. Not that the wisecracks against Trump are actually funny anymore. I'm Michael Bourne.